leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If the world from you withholds of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little birds. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul is slowly sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there.
John Bayless, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We are so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, friends, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you more than you'll ever realize. And I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant your servant great boldness this day to preach your word, to bring your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal, and that you'd perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that He might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Okay, we look again at what God's nature is like, and especially when you are in distress or needing protection. We see what God says here in Psalm 59, 16 and 17. But as for me, I will sing about your power. Each morning I will sing with joy about your unfailing love. For you have been my refuge, a place of safety when I'm in distress. O my strength, to you I sing praises, for you, O God, are my refuge, the God who shows me unfailing love. Right, there's a testimony here for God. For God has been our refuge, a place of safety. It's in February 2020 when the coronavirus struck in China. Millions of people fled or were quarantined as fear spread across China to the world. One group of people, however, had a different response. Christians in the city of Wuhan, the virus Epic Center went into the streets distributing face masks, passing out gospel brochures, and sharing the message of Jesus. One pastor said, "It is really apparent that we are facing a test of our faith. The situation is so critical, yet we are trusting in the Lord's promises that His thoughts towards us are of our peace and not evil, and that He always, for a time of, it's always a time of testing, not to destroy us, but to establish us." We go on to say that God is a good God. He protects us. We look at Psalm 34:78. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. See, friends, God is good. He guides our pathways. We see this in Psalm 143:10. It said, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your gracious spirit lead me forward on a firm footing." See, friends, leading me towards a firm footing are references to the individual calling. "Teach me to do your will" settles priorities, making the goal not self-sufficient but pleasing to God and finishing His work that He has called you and me to do. God has given everyone a purpose so we can reach our destiny. Every day was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. The Bible says that in Psalm 139. God is present in every phase of your development. So you are cherished by Him. He thinks of you at all times, even at this very moment. The Lord is thinking of you. This message has been that God loves you. He always has and He always will. But here is the gospel, the good news of God's plan. God sent His only Son to this earth to give Himself as a sacrifice for our sin. Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates His own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." See, friends, He died on the cross in our place. The punishment for our sin was placed upon Him. That means that at the time of judgment, as God prepares to judge the sins you've committed, Christ steps forward and says, "This person's sin debt has been paid in full." Amen? Friend, to know God's love and not accept it changes nothing in your life. A gift you do not receive is of no value. God has paid a very high price for your sin, and eternal life is now available. It's available to you right now, but you must receive it. Only you can make this choice. Romans 10 verse 9 to 13, "That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church and remember, you are unique. You have a destiny to fulfill. God has given everyone a purpose. You have a purpose and there's a calling over your life. Psalm 103 verse 12, remember this. He has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. Make it personal. He has removed your sins as far as the east is from the west. So friend, your past has passed away. You are forgiven. You are free from all condemnation. You are on the highway to heaven. Eternal life has started the very second you got born again. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're on the way to heaven. Right, okay. Today's scripture in Matthew 5:15. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. Well, the message here is, do it in spite of fear. God has put gifts and talents in you. He's given you dreams and goals that are unique to your life. But it's easy to let fear hold you back. What if I try and it doesn't work? And what if people don't accept me? What if I don't have the talent? Too often we let the what-ifs talk us out of it. Quit hiding the dreams and talents that God has given you. He created you to shine, to make a difference, to leave your mark. Your gifts isn't just for you, it's to share with the world. Life is short, so stir up what God has put in you. You can't wait till fear goes away, and then you'll do it. The fear may not go away. You're going to have to do it in spite of the fear. That's what faith is all about. Nobody who's ever done anything great in life has ever done it without fear. So my prayer for you today is that, Father, thank you for entrusting them with gifts and talents and dreams. Thank you that you have greatness within them. You put it there. Help them come out of hiding and release what you've given them in spite of their fears. They will shine your light in their world. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, this part of the message, we're going to be praying for the sick and hurting shortly. God's power to deliver his people from all sickness, disease, viruses, and infirmities. Friend, healing is your right as a born-again child of God. We start at Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Well, the testimony that I gave just before happened in February 2020 when coronavirus struck China. One group of Christians in the city of Wuhan, the virus epicenter, there were some believers that they believed that the law of the Spirit of life had set them free from the law of sin and death. As long as they walked in the light of the law of the Spirit of life, no virus would attach itself to them. God is a good God. He protects them. We see this Psalm 34:78. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Jesus was redeemed. Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law by being made a curse for us. That's in Galatians 3:13. Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law by being made a curse for us. The curse includes sickness, pain, diseases, viruses, and all infirmities. And Psalm 103:25 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all my iniquities, all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit of destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? Like we go to Luke 4:16-20, it says, Jesus came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as it was his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. When he unrolled the scroll, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. Jesus reads the prophecy about himself from the book of Isaiah, then lists the benefits of the blessing and of the acceptable year of the Lord. Number one of the Luke 4:18. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Friends, many people in the world have been hurt emotionally, those from broken homes and others of us who have been wounded through relationships and contact with other people. Jesus says, I have good news. You can be healed. The second one, to preach deliverance to the captives. Every person in the world has been blinded by the devil, and they are in captivity to him, and they need release. The good news is you can be delivered, set free, born again by repenting and accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's already been done today. The third part, recovery of sight to the blind. This speaks of the physical afflictions that beset so many people. The good news is that Jesus heals all. You can be set free from leprosy, polio, flu, viruses, pains, or whatever sickness or disease you have. And number four, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Jesus went about healing all who were oppressed of the devil. All with spiritual oppression or possession could be set free. And number five, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Friends, the acceptable year of the Lord was the year of Jubilee, when anyone in any form of captivity or slavery or bondage was released. Jesus says, if any sin or sickness has you in slavery or bondage, you don't have to wait any longer. You can be healed today. Verse 21 says, today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. We go to Acts 10:38, declares that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Friends, every miracle that ever took place in the ministry of Jesus took place because the anointing of the Holy Spirit was present. In Mark chapter 16, when Jesus gave all New Testament Christians the Great Commission, he commanded us to preach the word, to cast out demons, and to heal the sick. Go to Luke 10:9. Jesus commanded, and heal the sick who were there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you, or the kingdom of God has arrived. Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. Lay your hand on that part of the that needs a touch from the Lord. For the law of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. Excuse me. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus from the dead will also quicken, give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. As I begin to pray now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, those with brokenhearted or oppressed, in the name of Jesus, I bind and break this off of you. Set them free, Lord, by the power of the blood of Jesus. Let the anointing of heaven go right through their bodies. Be healed and made whole. Give them a miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Be healed and set free from the being broken heart from the oppressed. In Jesus Christ's name, thank you, Lord. Physical afflictions, flu, virus, sickness, disease, in the name of Jesus, I curse this. I bind and break your power. I break it off you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the fire of heaven burn it out, Lord. Burn it out. Burn it out. Burn it out. Let the anointing of heaven heal them, Lord. Release your anointing to heal. Be healed and made whole. Give them a creative miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Be healed and made whole by the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cancers, growths, and tumors, I command this to dry up from the roots. I curse this. Just like Jesus cursed the fig tree, I curse this cancer at the roots. Let the fire of heaven burn out every single trace of cancer. Burn it out, Lord. Burn it out in Jesus Christ's name. I command you to die, be healed, and made whole by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the anointing of heaven fill them, Lord. Fill their hearts with your goodness, Lord. Fill them, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Be healed and made whole. Seizures and head problems. I curse this condition in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever the problematic in the brain, let the connections be healed, be made whole by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Be healed and made whole. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated. Your shalom has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow, it is lifted. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed. You are our strength, Lord. You are our song, and we magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for the wonderful works to the children of men. Well, friends, divine healing can be instantaneous. We know that. But it can also happen also over, it can be progressive. It unfolds over a period of time. We see this in Mark 8 and Luke 17 in the Bible. But the Bible clearly states, you shall recover, you shall get well. But look for the improvements, very important. Look for the improvements. It can take minutes, hours, days, weeks. Look for the improvements. And believe you received and you will have. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. The Bible says that we're not to hold on to any grudge. There's a neurologist, a doctor neurologist, watching one day, he said that 80% of all sicknesses stem from our emotions. So we must forgive, friends. We've got to forgive. Even if the other party is wrong, we've got to forgive for your own health's sake. Let it go. Maintain a good confession, friends. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. Very important. Do not let fear come upon you. We know that fear always distorts the truth. And know that God wants to make you well. Amen. And God heals that we can reveal his glory. Psalm 118:70 declares that we are to declare the works of the Lord. And it says there, where a man was healed and was told to go and tell the great things the Lord has done for you. So my final prayer for you is this. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace or his shalom. May the Lord help you conquer every emotion in your life and that keeps you from reaching your divine potential. For it is his grace. He will give you the desires of your heart if you will submit yourself heart, soul, and mind and body unto him. Be blessed with the knowledge that nothing is impossible with you as long as Jesus is guiding you in your life. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen.
kindly Jesus, smile on your children.